आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। इंडिया एंड कनाडा अग्री टू स्ट्रेंथन कोऑपरेशन इन नेशनल सिक्योरिटी, लॉ एनफोर्समेंट एंड साइबर सिक्योरिटी। जापानीज प्राइम मिनिस्टर सनाए ताकायुची'स रूलिंग कोअलिशन रिकॉर्ड्स लैंडस्लाइड विक्ट्री इन स्नैप पार्लियामेंट्री इलेक्शंस। Seychelles President Patrick Echmini arrives in New Delhi for final leg of five-day visit, meets key stakeholders across multiple sectors in Chennai and Mumbai. India's Tejaswin Shankar clinches gold medal in men's heptathlon event at Asian Indoor Athletics Championships in Tianjin, China. And in tennis, India defeat Netherlands 3-2 to storm into second round of Davis Cup qualifiers. India and Canada have agreed to formulate a shared work plan to guide cooperation on national security and law enforcement issues and to enable practical collaboration on respective priorities. The decision was taken during a meeting between National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and his Canadian counterpart Natalie Drouin in Ottawa on Saturday. The Ministry of External Affairs yesterday said that the two sides acknowledged the progress on initiatives aimed at supporting the safety and security of their countries and citizens. The ministry said it was agreed that each country would establish security and law enforcement liaison officers and that their respective agencies would build on working relationships. The two sides also committed to formalizing cooperation on cybersecurity policy and information sharing on cybersecurity issues. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's ruling coalition registered landmark victory in the snap parliamentary elections held yesterday, paving the way for promised tax cuts and a stronger defense system. According to the country's public broadcaster, the coalition led by Ms. Takaichi's Liberal Democrat Party, LDP, has won 352 of 465 seats in Japan's House of Representatives. LDP alone secured a majority of 316, comfortably surpassing the 261 seat threshold for an absolute majority in the 465 member lower house, the more powerful chamber of Japan's parliament. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his Japanese counterpart Sanae Takaichi for her victory in the elections to the House of Representatives. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said, "The special strategic and global partnership between the two countries plays a vital role in enhancing global peace, stability and prosperity." Mr. Modi expressed confidence that Ms. Takaichi's able leadership will take India-Japan friendship to greater heights. Seychelles President Patrick Echmini arrived in New Delhi yesterday on the last leg of his five-day visit after productive engagements in Chennai and Mumbai. Union Minister Anupriya Patel received the visiting dignitary at the airport. The External Affairs Ministry said Seychelles President met key stakeholders, including in the field of governance, industry, coastal management and health sector in Chennai and Mumbai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with the President of Seychelles in New Delhi today. Both leaders will hold discussions on bilateral, regional and international issues of mutual interest. President Echmini will also meet President Draupadi Murmu at the Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. We have a report.
Seychelles is a key maritime neighbor for India in the Indian Ocean region. It holds a special place in India's Vision Mahasagar, mutual and holistic advancement for security and growth across regions, and the commitment to the global south. The visit of President of Seychelles coincides with the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic ties between India and Seychelles. The visit of President of Seychelles will lend further momentum to wide-ranging cooperation and robust people-to-people ties between the two countries. Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with students across the country in the second episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2026 this morning. The program is scheduled to be broadcast at 10 a.m. across multiple platforms, including Akashwani. With board exams around the corner, the interaction will focus on addressing exam stress, preparation strategies, time management, and helping students approach tests with confidence. The Prime Minister, in a social media post, said that this episode will feature exam warriors from Coimbatore in Tamil Nadu, Raipur in Chhattisgarh, Dev Mogra in Gujarat, and Guwahati in Assam. Our correspondent has the details.
In this session, the Prime Minister will share practical advice on handling board examinations, building confidence, staying positive, and overcoming common challenges such as anxiety and pressure. The first episode of the 9th edition of Pariksha Pe Charcha was aired on 6th of this month, during which Prime Minister Modi answered questions and interacted warmly with participants. Conceptualized by the Prime Minister, the popular annual program has evolved into a nationwide Jan Andolan, witnessing participation of more than 4.5 crore students, teachers and parents. In alignment with the National Education Policy 2020, the initiative aims at reshaping the examination experience of students by fostering confidence, positivity and holistic well-being, celebrating the exam season as an utsav. The second episode will be telecast on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's YouTube channel, Doordarshan and the Ministry of Education social media platforms. The program will also be live on Waves OTT, Priya Mandal, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Secretary South, Dr. Nina Malhotra, co-chaired the 14th India-Egypt Foreign Office consultation along with Assistant Foreign Minister at Cairo, Egypt. The Ministry of External Affairs said that during the meeting, both sides reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral strategic partnership and discussed possible cooperation to take the partnership forward. They also exchanged views on regional and international issues of mutual interest. Chemicals and Allied Products Export Promotion Council, CAPEXOL, has hailed the interim trade agreement between India and the United States. Talking to Akashwani News, CAPEXOL's glass panel chairman, Pradeep Kheruka, said, India has a large export market for perfume bottles in the United States and the reduction in tariffs will provide a boost to the sector. Mr. Kheruka added that India now faces lower tariffs compared to other countries, which will help increase exports across other trade sectors as well.
This deal has happened due to the hard work of our Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President Donald Trump, and I am fully confident that it will be very good for our country. Today there is significant production of perfume bottles in India and there is a large export market to America which had stopped previously due to some trade barriers. Now it is expected that it will resume with great vigor.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the closing ceremony of the Bastar Pandum Festival in Jagdalpur today as the chief guest, concluding his three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. The festival, inaugurated by President Draupadi Murmu on Friday, celebrates the rich tribal heritage of the region. More from our correspondent.
The Bastar Pandum Festival, currently underway at Jagdalpur, the headquarters of Bastar Division in Chhattisgarh, has emerged as an important platform for showcasing tribal art and culture. Under Bastar Pandum, divisional level competitions are being organized over 3 days, in which more than 700 artists from 84 teams representing various districts of Bastar Division are presenting their performances. During the festival, displays are being held in 12 different categories, including tribal dance, theatre, musical instruments and traditional cuisine, along with painting, handicrafts and jewellery art. Bastar Pandum has become a grand confluence of folk culture. Apart from Bastar Division, folk artists from other states such as Madhya Pradesh, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana and Karnataka have also captivated audiences with their performance. Vikalp Shukla, Akashwani News, Raipur.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha are scheduled to take up discussions on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented the Union Budget in Parliament on the 1st of this month. The first phase of the budget session commenced on the 28th of January and will continue till the 13th of this month. The second phase will take place from the 9th of March to the 2nd of April. The budget session of the Uttar Pradesh Legislature will begin today with Governor Anandiben Patel's address to the joint session of both houses. Finance Minister Suresh Khanna will present the state budget for the financial year 2026-27 in the State Assembly on Wednesday. The session is proposed to continue till 20th of this month. The Election Commission has clarified that the permanent resident certificate is one of the admissible eligibility documents under the ongoing Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in West Bengal. In a letter to the West Bengal Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, the Commission directed that Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, and Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, shall accept only those permanent resident certificates that are issued by designated authorities in accordance with guidelines strictly notified by the state government. The Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh's two-day lecture series, as part of its centenary year celebrations, marking 100 years since the organization's founding, concluded in Mumbai yesterday. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat yesterday said, a uniform civil code, UCC, should be framed through broad consensus and must not create social divisions. India wrapped up its campaign at Asian Indoor Athletics Championships at Tianjin in China, finishing with 5 medals and securing 6th place in the overall medal standings. Tejaswin Shankar delivered the standout performance for India by winning the men's heptathlon event to clinch the country's only gold medal at the championships yesterday. In tennis, India stormed into the second round of Davis Cup qualifiers with a historic 3-2 win over world number 6 Netherlands in Bengaluru yesterday. Dakshineshwar Suresh delivered a heroic performance, winning both his singles matches and teaming up with Yuki Bhamri to claim the doubles. In the deciding rubber, Suresh beat Guy de Auden 6-4-7-6 to seal victory, earning a celebration reminiscent of Leander Paes's heroics in 2004. Services clinched the 79th National Football Championships for the Santosh Trophy after edging past Kerala 1-0 in the final at Dhakwakhana Stadium in Assam yesterday. The victory secured Services their 8th Santosh Trophy title. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Sunil. Dailies have widely reported on Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Malaysia. The Times of India leads with the headline, In clear message, Malaysia-India slam cross-border terror. The Hindu headline reads, India-Malaysia ink pacts to expand strategic ties. Financial Express quotes Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal as asserting that buying oil from the US is in India's strategic interests. The Union Law Ministry has increased the fees of advocates who represent central government in courts across the country after 11 years, writes the Pioneer. In a first, the Cabinet Secretariat has sent administrative scorecards to secretaries in the central government showing percentage of marks obtained by them based on their individual performance and that of their departments, reports the Indian Express. The editorial in the Pioneer today highlights a women-led conservation model in Spiti's harsh high-altitude landscape that is transforming human snow leopard coexistence. Thereby employing local women as paid monitors, guides and conservation workers, protection of wildlife has become a source of livelihood, reduced conflict and boosted snow leopard numbers in Himachal Pradesh by over 60% since 2021. 12 cities across the National Capital Region along with 4 NCR states and Delhi have submitted detailed pollution mitigation plans to slash pollution in the region this year, reports Hindustan Times. And finally, the long arm of the law finally caught a man in Madhya Pradesh 45 years after he was booked for stealing wheat worth 100 rupees, reports the Asian Age. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Canada agree to strengthen cooperation in national security, law enforcement and cyber security. Japanese Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi's ruling coalition records landslide victory in snap parliamentary elections. Seychelles President Patrick Echmini arrives in New Delhi for final leg of 5-day visit, meets key stakeholders across multiple sectors in Chennai and Mumbai. India's Tejaswin Shankar clinches gold medal in men's heptathlon event at Asian Indoor Athletics Championships in Tianjin, China. And in tennis, India defeat Netherlands 3-2 to storm into second round of Davis Cup qualifiers. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.